Static.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. It's Miles.
Miles live from Houston from the Super Bowl?
Yes.
It's Super Bowl Sunday here.
Yeah.
So what's going on down there at the Super Bowl?
We're cooking out weenies.
Yeah? What's the temperature like down there?
It's weenie weather. It's like 60.
Yeah?
70, I don't know. 76. I'm making this up. 60.
Yeah.
I'm not really at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't even maintain that for like 2 seconds.
I wasn't really going to go that way. So
I'm not really.
I didn't have a whole built,
I know.
Next time, though.
Yeah, next year. There's always next year.
Next year, I will have a whole.
You're a Cubs fan, aren't you?
Yeah, sort of.
Always next year.
When they're winning, I am.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
How do you open the favorites in the new window?
So.
Not recording. Sorry.
Well, I was asking me questions here.
Sorry.
Do file new window. And then type in what you want.
And
then
I want to click on the link and open it.
Oh.
Control or command?
Command. You get all that?
Something about
little computer shortcut tips for everybody.
Your testicles seem kind of small, Bob. That's what I thought I heard your wife say, but I didn't
know. Yeah. I don't know what you're doing right now, but.
I don't know. I didn't hear any of that.
Well, she's just asking me about menus or something.
I see.
So anyway,
Well, we'll all just wait until you guys get that all figured out. All
right, well, just give me a minute. So it'll work? Okay, great. That's all taken care of. I must tell you that I've been posting every week when we have a new show on the STLmedia.net. And somebody finally, there's been a couple replies earlier, but somebody finally replied this time, and they put a bunch of Z's in, you know.
What does that mean?
Well, I think it means that they were sleeping.
Oh.
It was boring.
Oh.
So I'm sure this won't help things at all.
Oh,
this
see.
Little thing
well,
here.
This week will kill.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
We're off to a great start. So,
so far, so good.
Yeah.
I'd like to... announce my, I don't think it's election year for the governor of Illinois, but I'd like to launch my election tonight.
You have a big election?
No, I'm going to run for governor of Illinois.
Against Blagojevich?
Well, in 2 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the only thing I'm going to say is, my whole platform is streamlining the DMV. That's it. All I'm going to do, I don't care about taxes or any of that other shit, and then I'm just going to help everybody. The whole time I'm going to be there, all I'm going to work on is streamlining the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to do. All
right.
That's my whole campaign pledge and everything.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sure.
Think I'll win?
Sure. I would bring back that death penalty, too, though.
No, I'm not going to mess with anything else.
Yeah, I would.
All I'm going to do...
Yeah.
Streamline DMV.
Okay.
That's it?
Why is that?
No reason.
Wow.
No, I go in. There's really no story here other than I'm aggravated with the DMV.
Yeah.
And, although, so I go in because we sent off, we're doing the right thing by way back in December.
Yeah.
Way back in December, sending off to get our stickers for our car.
Right.
Because God forbid you don't have a fucking sticker on your car.
Sure. They went up, too.
Huh? Two.
They went up, didn't they?
I don't know. So we pay our money. They have the money. They've cashed the check.
Yeah.
No sticker. We've got no sticker.
Right.
So they were up the end of the month.
Sure.
No sticker.
Right.
Check's cashed.
Right.
So I go to the DMV, and they have this sign that says, renew stickers. I go to the sticker lady, and I say, I got this paperwork. I said, hey.
Yeah.
I went to the trouble of mailing in early, months ago.
Yeah.
Like almost a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
To get my sticker.
Right.
It has not arrived. What do I have to do?
Yeah.
And she's handing out, now granted, the line is not very long, but she's handing out stickers like, you know, free candy or something. It's just zip, zip, zap, zap, zoop, you know. And then she goes, and
wasn't
my
Ella
question.
Fitzgerald, though, was it?
What's that?
It wasn't Ella Fitzgerald, was it?
No, it wasn't Ella Fitzgerald.
Like you're doing some scat.
You know, like my little scat there.
Oh, go ahead.
She's handing out these stickers, you know. People are, you know, money's changing hands.
Right.
And I'm like, I didn't get my stickers. You know, and I sent it in, they've cashed the check.
Yeah.
Right? No stickers. What do I get? So she has to go and talk to some other old biddy, you know.
Hey, this fat ass out here.
Right, yeah, look. Look at that fat guy. He wants a sticker, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so she comes back, and she's like, well, you'll have to take a number.
Oh
man. Now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I got number 70.
Oh. Oh,
and they were on number 51.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had to be someplace at, like within an hour.
Oh, no.
So needless to say, they don't have a number 70 anymore in their lineup at the DMV.
What did you do?
I waited for almost a half an hour.
Yeah.
And I got the 56.
No.
Yes.
No, they didn't.
They did.
No.
And I had to go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know they're busy, but I'm busy too, goddammit.
Jesus Christ, man.
But the thing is,
yeah,
the whole stupid thing is, they're giving out these stickers like nothing.
Yeah.
And yet when you try to do something, you know, in accordance with the rules,
yeah,
what do you get?
Yeah.
Take a number.
Damn you, Jesse White.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you like that?
First guy to go.
Right?
Yep.
Man. So no sticker yet?
No sticker.
Oh, ho, ho.
So I got to make some calls, I guess, tomorrow. So.
Get tough.
Well, it's still stupid. I mean, you know, these other people are walking in the last minute.
Look,
they're
look,
handing them out like it's, you know.
Can I have a sticker?
Yeah, exactly. These derelict people, you know.
I left my beer in the car.
I found these license plates on the side of the road. Could I put a sticker on them, please?
Sure.
Sure. We'll update them for you. No, then they wanted me to get, the lady's like, we'll have to get a 1 month thing. And I'm like, why? And she's like, well, because, you know, then you'll get your stickers. I go, what makes you think I'm ever going to get my stickers at this point? They're gone. They're lost. How can I make you understand this?
You're silly.
You know what it'll be? In another month, I'll be in here getting another goddamn number.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Man.
Oh, so pissed off.
Well, good luck with that. Well,
yeah, really. Thanks. Yeah. That's why I'm running for governor.
There
that's all I'm
going
to do.
Let's go, man.
That's all I'm going to do.
All
right. I'm going to straighten out the DMV.
Yeah.
I think that I would probably get reelected on that alone.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
If I could do something to, you know, help that out a little bit.
I'm all for it. Go, man.
Meanwhile,
yeah,
there's probably terrorists getting licenses.
Oh, I would love to have a license.
Who knows, you know?
Yeah, sure, have a license. Have some stickers.
Here, here's some stickers.
That guy didn't stick around for his, so you can have
his. You can
his.
Just have his, right here. Here's a one-month thing or whatever.
Oh, thank you very much.
But the weird thing was I like get things like for Christmas or birthdays or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my real story. I get things for Christmas or birthday or whatever, and clothes, and I don't wear them. Like I'll find socks from like whenever it comes to be next Christmas, I find the socks I got for last Christmas,
right,
and I open them up, right?
Right.
So I'm always like a year ahead on socks.
Yeah.
So I found this pair of black pants.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided I should start wearing them because I probably had them for about 6 or 8 months.
Yeah.
And so I put them on, and I don't know who made these things, but the pockets go down to the knees.
What?
I mean, you can't see it, but whenever I put my hand in, I can put, like, all the way up to my elbow
what?
Into my pockets.
No.
Yes.
No.
They're like for concealing. I mean, maybe they're Secret Service things for concealing guns or something.
Where did you get these at?
I have no idea. I've had it for 6 or 8 months. So the hard thing is I get anywhere and I try to get my keys out of my pocket. It looks like I'm, you know, reaching down to my shoe.
Wow.
It's weird. I practically have to bend over to get keys out of my pocket.
Yeah.
So wow. I think that's kind of funny, but
yeah, that is a little weird.
So getting, yeah, really, I'm like all hunkered over with my hands down my pants.
You look like some perv looking yeah. for your keys.
Exactly. So I don't know if I'm going to wear those much more.
Man,
I can't. I mean, I can't get my keys. It's terrible.
Your deep pockets.
Man. Deep pockets.
Wow.
Jeez.
Go deep.
I guess.
Wow.
So yeah.
Yeah.
If I pulled the pockets out on that, I wouldn't look like a rabbit. I'd look like a leaper or whatever those floppy. What are those called?
Lop-eared bunny or
something. Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Just bizarre. It looked like one of those. You ever see those little balloon men that they have at the car lots?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Got two balloon men coming out of my pockets.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet.
So, what's going on with you?
You like urban legends.
Sure.
I don't mean the movie. I mean, like, urban legends.
Yeah.
Okay, real quickly, and you might know this to be fact or fiction, because you are from Central Illinois.
Sure.
All right, someone who I would respect as far as, you know, having an education and being learned and stuff like that.
Right? Dr. Kevorkian?
No, someone I know. I won't disclose who this is.
Well, you kind of know Dr. Kevorkian, so.
No, it's not Dr. Kevorkian.
All right.
Well, this person has heard this urban legend and believes this to be true.
Okay, is this your wife?
You ready?
Yeah.
It is saying that, and I have nothing against these people, but this is what I heard. Okay, that basically Amish fathers are pimping out their daughters.
Okay.
Have you heard this?
No, I don't think I've ever heard that.
Basically, for X amount of dollars, you could go up and say, listen, I want to do whatever I want to do with your whatever age daughter.
Right.
And here's the money.
Is this the same person that said he could get hand jobs at O'Hare
no.
for $10?
No, this is someone with, college education.
And they believe this?
Yes.
Okay.
And this person was so upset by hearing this that they were actually going to call the police department.
Oh, my God.
To have this checked out.
Okay.
And I want to know, since you're from Central Illinois.
Never heard it.
And there are, like, Amish people there.
Yeah, there are.
Have you ever heard this one?
Never, ever.
I've never heard this in my life.
Never. I mean, what would be the sell on that? I mean, you know.
They're supposedly, these guys are pimping out their daughters.
I know, but I'm saying, what would be the, why would people go to that, you know?
Extreme. I don't know. It's like, you know, it must be fresh or something. I don't, I don't know what the rationale is. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to know if you had heard that.
Oh, ye Henrietta, go over and crank the pump on the ye old man at the gas station.
Once you go Amish, you don't go back.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know, but I'm just saying. I have nothing against the Amish.
They never hear this, but I never have heard that before. Never.
But it's so weird, though, this person.
Who would say something like that?
I don't know, but why would this person, like, totally believe this? I just don't.
Well, they obviously are pretty stupid.
I know. This person, like I say, I respect this person.
Well, I know it because I've had 5 Amish chicks last week. And let me tell you, don't think that they don't roll you for a buck.
Oh, man.
I got cleaned out every time. I kept thinking I'd find an honest one.
I don't know, man.
Gee, well, how do I know you're really Amish? I guess the black fishnet stockings give it away. He only wears black.
I don't know. That's probably one of the weirder ones.
I don't think I've ever. That's just bizarre.
Is that bizarre?
Yeah.
Well, you ask around and see.
But that must be one of those things that started with Witness, you know, that Witness movie with.
I don't know. A lot of people are thinking like Kelly McGillis.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of Amish. I see a lot of Amish old men going, "Hey, sailor, you look like you need a good time."
I mean, how do you even approach him? I mean,
yeah.
Flag down the horse and be like,
you know,
hey,
I need to know about manure. Give me some manure tips.
Yeah.
How much for, you know, Yonda, whatever her name is.
I don't know. They don't really have a website either to go to check this out. I don't know.
Oh, look for me at the livery stable.
Hey.
Stall number 3.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't see that.
You think that this is totally phony?
I think that your friend is an idiot.
I thought I was throwing it out there.
For a long period of time with other members of your family.
I just thought I would throw this out there. Okay.
So what did you say to this?
I was trying to tell this person that I really did not believe it. I had never heard this. I thought it was false. And this person, like I say, just, I don't know.
Okay, hop in the buggy. We won't come a knock until the buggy stops rocking.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's a little bizarre.
That's bizarre.
I mean, that's a bizarre culture anyway, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't think that
they're pimping out their kids.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know, man.
That's a little too much, I think.
Do some research and let me know next
week. Yeah, do some research.
Ask around.
Do some research. Yeah.
You know a lot of people from
roll down
there.
The window. Yeah. Hey, buddy. What's your cell number? Got a beeper? No. That's just too weird.
Yeah.
Why would anybody... They see that on the internet or something?
Yeah.